Did you know that Andrew Johnson had his nose pinched when he visited Lynchburg in 1861?
This History Minute on WIQO is brought to you by the Lynchburg Museum and Point of Honor.
I'm Doug Harvey, director of the Lynchburg Museum System. When Virginia seceded from the Union in 1861, Lynchburg was in a state of great anxiety. Senator Andrew Johnson of Tennessee, a strong supporter of the Union, was on board a train that stopped in downtown. A Southern supporter ran onto the train and pulled Johnson's nose, a terrible insult in that day. Johnson pulled out a pistol and other Southern sympathizers swarmed onto the train with the goal of hanging Senator Johnson. Cooler heads prevailed and the train pulled away with Johnson unharmed and on board. When Abraham Lincoln was assassinated in 1865, Vice President Andrew Johnson became president. Early in his presidency, he was in favor of punishing the South, but soon began pardoning Confederate officers and protecting the South from harsh acts by Congress. Almost impeached by Northern legislators because of these pro-Southern actions, he avoided impeachment by one vote and served out his term. On his way home to Tennessee, his train again stopped in Lynchburg. Greeted by city officials and a large crowd, Johnson was given an elaborate banquet at the Norval House Hotel. Many toasts were made in his honor, and he was hailed as the champion of the Constitution.
This History Minute on WIQO was brought to you by the Lynchburg Museum and Point of Honor. Come hear the stories Point of Honor and the Lynchburg Museum have to tell. Point of Honor offers fine furnishings, guided tours, and a gift shop with unique Lynchburg gifts. The museum is featuring Experience the James, an exhibit on the art, ecology, and history of America's founding river. The museum and Point of Honor are open 7 days a week. Call 434-455-6226 for information or visit lynchburgmuseum.org or pointofhonor.org. Also, find them on Facebook and Twitter.